Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Do some of you find yourselves fighting with your spouse or partner before you even know it? Well, many people do, and it can be even worse around the holidays. So let's talk about it. Today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 4, is called Stop the Fight and Watch Your Relationship Grow, sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. Today, we're talking about how to stop fighting with your partner, and our question today comes from Anna of Capitola, California. Anna asks, how can I maintain my adult side when I'm in a heated argument with my husband? And before we address your question, I need to remind everyone that this is an educational podcast to give you great strategies for achieving your dream of a healthy and happy family. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy or professional help. Anna, this is an excellent question because you never want to be in a heated argument with your husband. There is no good outcome from a heated argument. In heated arguments, no one is listening, so there is no exchange of ideas, and neither person is getting what they want out of it. Quite the opposite. Everything being said is being countered, and that hurts. If name-calling starts, it hurts worse, and that can create long-lasting wounds and resentment. So, Anna, you already get that fighting's a terrible idea because you want to stop, and yet you find, as many of us do, that you're in it before you even know it. I want to look at the subject of fighting with your partner at two levels, the personal level and the relationship level. They obviously strongly relate to each other, but indulge me here and let's look at them separately at first. At the personal level, some people are simply more reactive than others. Many people are born more reactive, more emotionally intense than others. It's not a bad thing, it's just a thing. That same quality can be very productive too, and it is very productive. These same people can often see what needs to be done and they can do it. They can see a problem brewing and divert it. They can be bright, competent, efficient. Yet if someone comes at them, they can respond quickly and defensively. Another factor is stress. And stress can make this even worse. To compound things, emotionally intense people tend to operate at high stress to begin with. So it doesn't take that much to put them over the edge. And now, if we add holidays to the mix, it can take what we want to be an especially good time, and it can turn it into a stressful and a high conflict time. All right, so these are the two personal factors, temperament and stress. And stress, by the way, can belong to any of us. You don't have to be emotionally intense for stress to put you at your limit and then get you over the limit. So that's a big deal in how we're going to get into fights. Now let's look at the fighting at the relationship level. Once you and your partner have a pattern of fighting, that pattern has a momentum. The relationship pattern becomes grooved, so the pattern wants to build on itself. It's almost like it has a life of its own. It's almost like it becomes an entity in your relationship. To highlight this point, Anna, you're not asking about how to stop fighting with everyone you disagree with, only your husband. So I'm guessing that you're a bright, competent woman. When she makes her mind up to do something, she goes ahead and does it. And yet here you are, you're fighting with your husband. You want to change that. And because of the power of relationship patterns, you're having a hard time doing it. Well, you're not alone. That's because relationship patterns and negatively grooved relationships have a strong power over us. I call this pattern the negative cycle. So you're not just changing your behavior, you're changing a relationship pattern, and this is more difficult to do. And by the way, when parents and kids get caught up in a negative pattern, I term that the control battle, and that's my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. And in that book, we look at the phenomenon and how to defeat it in great detail. But today, we're looking at that phenomenon with couples. Couples who get caught up in their negative cycle end up with limitations in their relationship. Because they anticipate the negative pattern, they avoid certain delicate issues. They avoid problems. They don't talk about certain feelings. They don't communicate their needs. In other words, they really limit the opportunities for emotional intimacy. It really stalls the relationship, and they end up with what I call a donut relationship, where there's a big hole in the middle and they go around the outside. On the other hand, couples who keep their negative cycle at bay, and I think we all have one or the potential for one, they build and strengthen their relationship over time. The question is whether we manage the negative cycle or whether the negative cycle manages us. So in my book, I refer to this powerful negative pattern as the beast. So let's look at how to defeat the beast that exists in couples' relationships. Well, first, we need to know the enemy. It's not our partner. It's the beast. By focusing on the beast or the powerful pattern, you'll be less likely to take what's going on personally, and you'll get away from the issue at hand and focus on the pattern of communication about the issue. Secondly, it's really important to start a new and healthier vision for your relationship, a vision that's more forgiving, more open. So if one of you is having a bad moment, the other one will be more forgiving and supportive, a vision where you talk about any issue at any appropriate time in a respectful and a productive way. This is a vision. This is where you want to go. It's important that you can have that because that's your goal. That's where you're going to go when you've killed the beast. You want to have a vision of a relationship that isn't limited by fear, avoidance, and fighting. You have a relationship, you want to have a relationship that builds and grows. So instead of a negative cycle, you have a positive cycle. Do not worry about what your partner is upset about or worry much about that. I mean, we all have to deal with the issues, but it's more important that we focus on the pattern. Even if your partner is upset with you, that's okay, it's just their upsetness. We want to focus on the fact that they're upset, and we want to be able to, and this is hard, but this is, think about it, what we want to be able to do is provide emotional support. Let your husband's anger, Anna, even if it comes with accusations and assertions and beliefs that are incorrect, and I'm sure they are, let all of that belong to him. And if he's angry, that's the important thing, not whose fault it is that he's angry. So you can empathize with him, care that he's angry, and let him know that, just like you would anyone else who has unpleasant feelings. Here's a mantra that you can say. I am not responsible for causing his feelings. I am not responsible for fixing his feelings. I am responsible for caring about his feelings. So let me give you an example. You could simply say, for instance, I can see you're really upset about this, Harry. I want you to know I hear and I care. So it's just as simple as that. That's so much easier and more productive than fighting back and defending yourself and offering counter accusations. In order to be able to accomplish this very dramatic change, you're going to need to take good care of yourself. Get and keep your stress down. Take some time every day just for you. Get out of your head. Stop thinking about the past or the future. That creates stress. Get yourself into the moment. Focus on your breathing. Slow down. Notice your body and how it feels. Focus on something beautiful in your environment. Go to a beautiful environment. So number one is kind of own your own reality. Get in the moment. Be present. Be present for yourself. Be within yourself. And expect that when your husband becomes upset at you, you're going to have a strong temptation to react with your hurt or your anger. So the way to stay, as you refer to it, Anna, in your adult is, A, understand your temperament and stress level and take good care of yourself. Realize that you have a beast in your relationship and you want to starve it. Don't give it the food of the fight. Offer empathy or emotional support to your husband, and you can say this to yourself, I am not responsible for causing his feelings. I am not responsible for fixing his feelings. I am responsible for caring about his feelings. And remember, you're not just changing your behavior, you're changing your relationship. So make that commitment to yourself. Empower yourself to break the mold and have at it. You might not make it on the first try, but like anything else worth achieving, it takes time and effort. And remember, failures, and if you're like most of us, there'll be plenty of those. Failures are just the stepping stones to success. So folks, please take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.